morning.
Good morning.
Depending on the Lord, one more time. Certainly desire your prayers. Not going to, have not attempted and not going to start now to try to do anything without Him.
Amen.
So depending on Him yet one more time. It's only because He lives anyway. Thank the Lord. I live because He lives. Thank the Lord. That we can know whatever comes our way, God is with us still. We thank the Lord for that song. Desire your prayers as we look into the Word of God this morning. You know, as we seek the Lord from time to time on what He would have to be brought forth, we're just depending on Him. And our desire and our prayer is that what we have, that it would be an encouragement to you this morning. Realize sometimes the Word of God, as it comes forth, it does different things. But by the help of the Lord this morning, we're going to look to encourage us a little bit as we journey along life's pathway. I'd like to begin by bringing something to our mind, something that maybe it should be very familiar with us. It's a song that we learned in Sunday school. Maybe you learned it in vacation Bible school. It says that He's got the whole world in His hands.
Yeah.
Y'all believe that?
Amen.
It says, in some of the verses, it says He's got the whole world in His hand. He's got the whole world in His hand. He's got the whole world in His hands.
Yeah.
You know, and we've talked about this, and we've made reference to it before. When something is repeated, there's an emphasis there, right? So, you know, this is some songs that are written that way, where there's not a whole lot of words in them, but the words that are in them, they have impact. And when you say them over and over and over in your mind, it resonates to you.
Yeah.
He's got the whole world in His hands. And then He goes on to say, He's got the wind and the rain in His hands. You know, and sometimes we might look out and maybe even recently we can say, well, it's been a little dry. Maybe we need a little bit of rain. Then next thing you know, you look and there's the rain. He's got the wind and the rain in His hands. He knows when we need a little bit of rain, He'll send us some rain. Thank the Lord. And that's repeated over and over again. Then it says He's got the little tiny babies in His hands. Yeah, the little ones, He's got them in His hands as well. It's all in His hands this morning. Goes on to say, not just the little babies. He's got you and me, brother. You and me, sister, all of us, we're in His hands. We're part of this world, right? And you know how it, and when you maybe try to comprehend that in your mind, how can this be? How can He have all of this in His hands? All of us? He got you and me, brother, in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. He got everybody here. Everybody here is in His hands. Everybody that you can think of, your family, your loved ones, your relatives, your friends, everybody's in His hands.
Right.
He's got the whole world in His hands. So be thinking about that. And the thought this morning, actually, as you think about that song, do you believe it?
Yes.
He's got everything in it. How big is God? How big must he be that He got everything in His hands?
Right.
Almost too much for our minds to fathom, isn't it? Well, I can look around and see a lot of things that are going on in the world today. Is it still in His hands?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's all still in His hands. So by the help of the Lord this morning, we're going to talk about the hands of God.
Thank you.
And when you think about hands, then you think about handiwork, right? Things that are done with hands is handiwork. So when we talk about the hands of God, we're talking about His handiwork, and handiwork being work done by His hands. And when you think about and you associate something with that, it has it's something personal, right?
Yeah.
Because you use your hands to do it, so that denotes a care and a concern for it. And it makes me think back to the beginning. And it makes me think back to you and I.
Yeah.
And there's a verse in Genesis that we're very familiar with in the 2nd chapter and the 7th verse. So let's start there. Genesis 2:7.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
And man became a living soul.
And man became a living soul. Again, how big is God? Wait a minute. Try to fathom this in your mind. You know, when you mess around with earth and dirt, can you blow it and it forms? It's not possible, right? You can maybe try to kick it around maybe a little bit with your legs. Will you really be able to do anything? I mean, you can move it a little bit. But we're talking about the hands of God. And God, in His love and care for each and every one of us, when He thought about mankind, recognized how it was different than everything else that He created. Right? When He created the world and all the other things within the world that He created, He spoke those things into existence.
Yes.
But when it came to you and I, when it became to mankind, He thought, I need to put a little more in this.
Right.
And He put His hands down, and He formed man out of the dust of the ground.
Amen.
That designates to me that a person, that's His handiwork.
Amen.
That He took His hands and He formed mankind out of the dust of the ground. You know, I think about growing up, you know, some children like to play in mud, don't they? They just, I wasn't one of them. I didn't like getting my hands dirty, I don't know. But you know, just think about you, God got His hands dirty.
Amen.
For us. That's the hand of our God.
Amen.
When He thought about us, His creation, that He formed us out of dust of the ground. He got His hands dirty for you.
Amen.
And for me.
Amen.
That's our God. That's the intimate nature of our God. Right? There's a verse that it talks about that we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
That's our God.
Yes.
To think about how He informing us and how our bodies just function.
Yeah.
That's the hands of God.
Yeah.
Did He, when you think about your body and how it functions and how everything works together, we talked about unity this morning.
Yeah.
The unity of the believer. You know, our body is a representation of unity.
Yeah.
That's the hands of God.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
That He worked and formed everything to work together. Did He miss something?
Yeah.
He thought about every little detail.
Yes, He did. Yeah.
In such a way that then when there's something within us, right? It doesn't matter what it is. You can have a hangnail.
Yeah.
And it affects you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It affects your whole body.
Yeah.
That's our intimate God.
Yeah.
The hands of God informing and shaping us and molding us. How He would have us to be.
Amen.
How then we're so affected when something doesn't work right.
That's right.
That's our God. That's the hands of God. That's the care and the compassion that He has for us.
Yeah.
His creation. I think about another verse of scripture. And this is nothing, you know, it speaks to the hands of God. It speaks to the nature of God. And it talks about our hands and what we should do with them.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter. A very familiar verse in the 10th verse. Ecclesiastes 9:10.
Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do,
do it with thy might.
For there is no work,
nor device,
nor knowledge,
nor wisdom,
in the grave,
whither thou goest. Doesn't that sound like that? You know, when we think about, again, how God formed us with his hands, out of the dust, you know, whatsoever your hands find to do, do it with all thy might. Again, going back to the thought that he didn't miss anything, did he? In forming and creating us, he put all of his effort into it.
Yes, amen.
He didn't half-heartedly create the world. He didn't half-heartedly create you and I. His all was in it. And as we journey through our lives, we should have that same attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, whatever you have me to do, help me to do it with all my might.
Amen.
Help me to put my all in it. You know, there are sometimes the things that God has for us, they're not always the same. Yeah, maybe there's things maybe that God has you doing that is not the most enjoyable things. But you know, it says, whatsoever your hands find it to do,
yeah,
do it with all your might.
Amen.
Help me, Lord, to put my all in it.
Yeah.
And to think we, you know, God, we are created in the image of God.
Yeah.
Right? And God, in everything that he does all things well.
Yeah.
So Lord, help me to do that same thing. In every effort that I'm involved in, help me, Lord, to put my all in it.
Yep.
Because that's what you did.
Amen.
You did it for me.
Yeah.
Help me to keep that same attitude as I journey through my life.
Yeah.
Amen.
There's some things as it relates to the hands of God and how it's a blessing and it's encouragement to each and every one of us. The hands of God is a constant, consistent presence in each and every one of our lives.
Amen.
Do you know that we can't escape from his hands?
Right.
Is there somewhere that we can go where we're out of his reach?
No.
He's everywhere, right?
Amen.
Yeah. There's a song that we sing, right? It's the second verse of number 476. What does that verse say? It says the title of the song is God is Everywhere.
Yeah.
There's nowhere that we can go that his hands can't reach. That second verse of number 476.
Nothing can we hide from his all-seeing eye.
Nothing can we hide from his all-seeing eye.
Whether on the land or in the sea or sky.
Doesn't matter if we're on the land. Doesn't matter if we're in the sea or if we're in the sky somewhere.
Darkness cannot hide us from his blessed face.
Not even darkness can hide us from his face.
For his holy presence dwells in every place.
His holy presence dwells in every place. There's nowhere where I can go that his hands can't reach me. Doesn't matter if it's dark or light. Doesn't matter. You know, you think about mankind is trying to explore the universe and going here and going there and got spaceships going to the moon and trying to go to all these different places. He's everywhere. The scripture backs this up. There's some text in Psalms that lets us know this. It reminds us, you know. We know when we think about when we sing these songs, they're all based on the Word of God. They're based on a verse or something within God's Word. So this is just reaffirming what the song is saying here. In the 139th chapter of Psalms, there are several verses there that talks about His presence. Psalm 139, let's read verses 7 through 12.
Whether shall I go from thy spirit?
Whether shall I go from thy spirit?
Whether shall I flee from thy presence? Whether
shall I flee from thy presence?
If I ascend up into the
heaven,
thou art there.
If I make my bed in hell,
behold, thou art there.
If I take the wings of the morning,
dwell
in the uttermost parts of the sea,
even there
shall thy hand lead me,
and thy right hand shall
hold me.
If I say,
surely the darkness shall cover me,
even the night shall be
light about me.
Yea,
the darkness hideth not from thee.
The night shineth as the day.
The darkness and light are both alike to thee.
Amen.
It doesn't matter where we go. God's hand can reach us.
Yeah.
You know, and that lets us know it doesn't matter what we're going through in life. God's hands can reach us.
Amen.
There's nothing that is out of His reach, that is out of His realm, that He cannot get to. Doesn't matter. I can say I go up in heaven. He's there. Down in hell, His presence is. Thou art there. The wings of the morning go to the other. You know, if you've ever been to the beach, or if you've ever been out on a cruise ship where you just look and all you see is water, and you just see it. I've been to Hawaii a couple times. That's all you see is water.
Yeah.
In the midst of the sea, He's there. The darkness, it doesn't matter. You know, He sees, His hand is everywhere. The darkness and the light, they're the same to Him. There's no difference. He's there. You know, I'm reminded of, we know the story about Jonah, right? God gave Jonah something to do, and Jonah didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Does that happen to us? Maybe God says, I want you to do such and such, and I don't really want to do it. Help me, Lord.
Yeah.
Jonah's like, I'm going to get away. Mm-hmm. He thought he could get away, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'll just go get on a ship somewhere and sail away, and God won't be able to find. The whole world in His hands, right? The wind and the rain's in His hands. So God spoke to the waters, right? And the boat He was in started jumping around. And everybody else in the boat said, okay, something's going on here. We're going to have to deal with this. Y'all know the story. I'm not reading it for the sake of time, but they start casting lots, right? Somebody in here got a problem with God. And we got to deal with this because y'all got to go or we all going to perish. Surprise, where did the lot cast? Right on Jonah. What'd he tell him? Y'all just get rid of it. Just throw me overboard. I done disobeyed the Lord. He just probably fell out. There's no hope for me. Just throw me overboard.
Yeah.
But the hand of God. Okay. See?
Yeah.
The hands of God.
Yeah.
He got the whole world in His hands.
Right.
Huh? He talked to a fish.
Mm-hmm.
Swallowed him up. And even in the midst of the sea, in the belly of a whale or whatever it was, God's hand was there. God reached him in such a way. He got a hold to him. And Jonah, all right, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. And you know what he did? He spoke to that fish. And the fish spit him out on dry. Wait, I mean, try to fathom this again in your mind. Okay. Well, you know, sometimes mankind will try to disprove maybe sometimes the miracles that we read about in God's Word. What kind of fish could it? It don't matter. It was a big fish. Okay? If it could swallow up a man, it was. Well, maybe he was a small man. Does it matter?
Right.
It's big enough to swallow a person.
Yeah, man.
And somehow, when it spit him out, he was on dry land.
Yeah.
The hand of God.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. You know, sometimes you don't have to explain. Just say, the hand of God. That's how you explain it. We can't get away from it. You know there's some benefits and there's some blessings of his hands?
Yeah.
When you are in the hands of God, there's something for us in it. That we're in his hands, that we're shielded, that we're protected. And we're not able to be plucked out of his hands.
Yeah.
Let's go to John, the 10th chapter.
All right.
And the 28th and the 29th verses.
And I gave unto them eternal life.
I gave unto them eternal life.
And they shall never perish.
And they shall never perish.
Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
My father,
which gave them me,
is greater than all.
And no man is able to pluck them out of my father's hands. Isn't that wonderful? That I can live my life in a way that's pleasing and honoring to God. And when I get in those hands, when I get within the realm of the hands of God, as long as I stay in that place, then nobody can pluck me out. It doesn't matter. I'm protected. I'm shielded in the hands of God. The only way that I get out, it's on me. Right? If I remove myself, if I become displeasing to God, then I remove myself out of his hands. But there's no one that can pluck us out.
Amen.
God holds us. Neither shall any man pluck them out of his hands. You know, think about what God did for us. He sent his son. And all the provisions that he has made for us. We're the sheep of his pasture, right?
Yeah.
We're his sheep.
Amen.
Don't you know he's going to shield us and shelter us and protect us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think about this analogy. We all know about David, right? David was a shepherd. He was in charge of some sheep, right? Did he come across any difficulty as he was? Just people trying to steal a sheep. There was more than that, wasn't it? Did he have a care and a concern for his sheep? So much so that he was willing to fend off a lion and a bear? Now that's David. We're talking about the hands of God. We're talking about our God. And if I'm in his hands, he's protecting me even more than David would have protected his sheep.
Yeah.
Is there any better place to be?
No.
There's no better place to be but in the hands of God.
Amen.
I'm protected from everything. Because what I also realize is that if anything comes my way, it has to come through Him first.
Yes.
Amen.
So if it is, then Lord, You must have something in it for me.
Yeah.
Because You allowed it to come my way. Help me, Lord, to get what You have for me in this. Because I'm in Your hands. I'm shielded and protected. And You allowed this to come to pass. Help me, Lord, to just submit myself into Your hands. You know, as a shepherd, do you think that David ever got tired? Do you think he ever dozed off every now and then?
Sure.
You know, even if you know, it don't matter how, you could say, I'm going to stay awake for hours, right? You can set that, I'm going to put my mind to it, I'm not going to. But it's we're human.
Yeah.
We are human. And after a period of time, the body is just going to say, enough is enough. I need some sleep. But God, being in the hands of God, He never slumbers or sleeps.
Amen.
Never, you know, not even a little. Sometimes, we've all done it, sitting in church. Maybe in those eyelids closed for a few moments. Seem like a few moments. Sometimes it might be longer than that. That doesn't happen to God. He doesn't, that doesn't happen to Him.
Amen.
Never slumber. He's always on guard for us. So as long as I remain in His hands, I'm not able to be plucked out. And His vision, He's got vision that I can't even comprehend. You know, he can see all around, behind, above, below, whatever direction. There's no better protection that we can have than being in the hands of God. He holds us so securely and certainly. You know, maybe you've had that, and maybe think about, I'm growing up, maybe somebody give you some money or something, and you hold it, and you get a tight grip in it, you're not going to let go, right? I'm going to hold it tight in my hand. Nothing's getting to this. What about God? Safely caring for each and every one of us.
Yeah.
Holding us in His hand.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's look at another verse in Isaiah 43rd chapter. In the 13th verse.
Yea, before the day was, I am He.
Yea, before the day was, I am He.
And there is none that can deliver out of my hand.
There is none that can deliver out of my hand.
I will work. And who shall let it?
And who shall let it? The Amplified says it like this of this verse. Yes, from the first time of the existence of day, and from this day forth, I am He. And there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I will work. And who can hinder or reverse it?
Amen.
So in other words, God has the control of all of it.
Amen.
There's no one that has more power and that's greater than He.
Yeah.
And if we're in His hands, nobody can fight against us without coming through Him.
That's right.
So it's just, I'm safe and secure unless I remove myself out of His hands. And again, that's on me then.
Right.
God is going to do His part.
Amen.
There's another song that we sing. Talks about His omnipotence. And one of the verses, the second verse of number 39. says God Almighty, God of power, be thou near me every hour. Grace and glory to me give in thy might within me live. That's the God that we're talking about this morning. When we're in his hands, no one can take us out and no one can pull us out. These are benefits of being in the hands of God.
Yes.
You know also when we're in God's hands that God works for us? He works in our behalf in such a way that man cannot interfere. There's a verse in Revelation that talks about it. Revelation, the 3rd chapter and the 8th verse.
I know thy works.
I know thy works.
Behold,
I have set before thee an open door.
And no man can shut it.
And no man can shut it.
For thou hast a little strength.
For thou hast a little strength.
And hast kept my word.
And have kept my word.
And has not denied my name.
And has not denied my name. God can work for us when we're in his hands.
Yes.
He can open doors
that
man can't shut. That lets us know that there's nothing that is out of that man can do. When God is, what does it say? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
If he opens the door, doesn't matter what man does to try to shut it.
Amen.
God is in control of it. As long as we are in his hands. Man can't do it. These are benefits and blessings of being in the hands of God. Lord, help me. I don't want to do anything, Lord, that will remove me from that protection. Help me, Lord, in all of your dealings and your workings. Help me to respond to you in a way that's pleasing and honoring to you. So that I can remain in your hands.
That's right.
I want to remain in the hands of God.
Amen.
I don't want any. I don't want to do anything, Lord, that would displease you in any way.
Yes.
Amen.
Because I want that protection round about me at all times. You know, I want to encourage us as well. You know there's hope for others. Maybe that have not chosen quite yet to be sheltered in the hands of God. I want to encourage us this morning to keep praying.
Amen.
Keep encouraged. Unsaved loved ones, keep looking to the Lord. And I'm not just saying this. There's a scripture that talks about this. It's found in Isaiah, the 59th chapter. And the first verse. You know, sometimes we might look and say, Lord, it doesn't seem like anything is happening.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't seem like there's any change.
Yeah.
Lord, the enemy would come along and try to discourage us to lose hope.
Yeah.
To say that it's, are they beyond God's hands?
Yeah.
I want to encourage us this morning.
Amen.
They're not. What does it say in Isaiah 59:1?
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened.
The Lord's hand is not shortened.
That it cannot save.
That it cannot save.
Neither is ear heavy.
That it cannot hear.
Amen.
Let's say that. Read it one more time, just in case we missed it. It says what? Behold,
the Lord's hand
is not short.
That it cannot save. Neither is ear heavy. That it cannot hear.
Be encouraged, saints.
Amen.
There's still hope.
Amen.
God's power hasn't changed.
Yeah.
His hand is not short. that it cannot reach.
Thank
you, Lord. He's everywhere. He is still, I just want to read a little bit that the writer says about this verse. He is still as able to help as ever.
Yes. Amen.
That hasn't changed. God is the same.
Right.
It says his hand is not shortened. His power has not lessened. You know, the most powerful thing that God does is deliver souls. That's the most powerful thing that can take place, is the deliverance of a soul from the clutches of sin. That power is still the same today. Even when it looks like situations might be hopeless. Keep praying, saints. His hand is not short, and his ear is not heavy.
Thank you.
God can reach as far as ever and with as strong hand as ever. Neither length of time, nor strength of enemies, nor weakness of instruments can shorten or straighten the power of God.
Amen.
He is still as ready and willing to help as ever in an answer to prayer.
Yes.
What if the prayer doesn't get answered? Does that mean that God's not listening?
No.
He's still listening.
Yes, he is.
What happens is, and what the enemy would like us to do, is to get discouraged and stop praying. His hand is not short, and his ear is not heavy. Keep praying. The writer said, if your prayers be not answered, and the salvation we wait for be not wrought for us, it is not because God is weary of hearing prayer, but because we are weary of praying. So Lord, help me not to be weary in well-doing. Right? When we think about praying for our loved ones and praying for our world and the conditions of things going on around us, we can look around and we can become weary. It's well to pray, right? God told us to pray. And we want to pray for our loved ones. And be not weary in well-doing. God is still working. The hands of God are not short that it cannot reach. Help me, Lord, to maintain a desire to furnish a will.
Yeah.
Brother Jonathan talks about that. So furnish a will. Help me, Lord.
Yeah.
Remain in your hands.
Yep.
Throughout the difficulties of life. To remain hungering and thirsting after the things of God. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled.
Yeah.
And remain humble in his hands.
Yeah.
Those are the things that we must do.
Yeah.
And recognize the one thing that God will not do is he won't override our will.
That's true.
So be encouraged, saints.
Amen.
His hand is not short.
Yes.
His ear is not heavy. There's, as long as there's life and breath, God's hands can still reach.
Yes. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
You know, God is love, and he's merciful, and he's compassionate.
Amen.
But he's also wrath and judgment.
Yes, he is.
So this is an encouraging thought for us this morning to remain in the hands of God.
Yes. Yep.
But there's also, it wouldn't be justice to say there's more to it than that.
Yes.
Because there's also, God is compassionate and he's loving. But you know, there's one thing that is a bad condition to be in.
Yep.
Because in his word he said, my spirit shall not always strive in me.
True.
Amen.
There's a verse in Hebrews, the 10th chapter and the 31st verse. So this is a warning to us all.
Yes.
It is a fearful thing to fall into the hand of the living God.
It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God.
Amen.
To think about, we all have the privilege and the opportunity to be touched by the hand of God.
Mm-hmm.
To be protected and shielded by the hand of God. And God in his love and in his mercy is faithful to every soul.
Yes.
But there comes a point in time, if I, in my heart and in my mind, if I, in God's hand, reaching out to me time and time and time again, and if I resist, there is a point in time where God's going to say, I've given you opportunity. And it's a fearful thing
yes.
to fall in the yes. hands of a living God.
Amen.
The writer says this about this verse. How dreadful to have the displeasure of an eternal, almighty being to rest on the soul forever.
Amen.
This is going to, you talk about though, the enemies of God. The people that have fought against the cause of God may expect the heaviest judgment
yes.
from Almighty God. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of God.
Yes.
So, you know, it's the hands of God. It's wonderful to be touched by them,
yeah.
to be shielded and sheltered yeah. and protected by them.
Yeah.
But don't take it for granted.
Right.
Amen.
Don't be found in a place now where you have to be judged by those hands.
Yeah. Amen.
Going through life, displeasing God, and then getting to the end of life, that's a sad, awful place to be in. My encouragement to all of us this morning, it's a wonderful thing to be touched by the hands of God.
Amen.
We can be encouraged and inspired and uplifted this morning to know that we are never out of God's reach. Whatever we go through in this life, whatever we face in this life, we are in God's hands.
Amen.
And as long as we remain faithful, there's nothing that's going to be able to pluck us out.
Yes.
And we can be encouraged to know that God's hands, they haven't gotten any shorter. He is still able.
Yep.
He's still mighty to save. And he's still mighty to keep. So we can be encouraged with that fact to know that those that haven't taken full advantage of it yet, that there's still hope.
Amen.
And it's up to us to
Amen.
Continue to pray. And the thing for each and every one of us, the admonishment for each and every one of us this morning, don't be found in those hands of God when judgment is being brought down on us. Because that's a bad place to be. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning. I pray that the word of God this morning has been an encouragement to us, that we can know that there is no better place to be than in the hands of God.